A warm yellow glow bloomed from the center of the glass. Just before it reached her fingertips, Apple pulled the page out and the fire vanished back into the coals. She snatched up the copper ribbon and scrawled on the molten glass, words gliding across the shimmering surface. Apple looked up and her eyes darted around the room.
Why are you suddenly skulking in the corner? You'll need it for this part.
The man inched forward, never taking his eyes off the embers. Apple grabbed his left hand and pressed his thumb firmly into the glass indent. There was a faint hiss as his skin touched the surface. Once Apple let go, he slipped his hand back into his cloak pocket. She peered at him and tutted.
Aye, you're as white as a sheet. Not that you had much colour to start with. Make sure to drink that tea before you leave. It always helps. And don't worry about your thumb. It'll heal soon enough.
Apple continued cheerfully. She pressed the page into the book, expertly fusing it against the glass spine.
Willow? Bar's soft voice now comes on the line. I'm coming up tomorrow. Probably get there by about 1.
That's good. I've cancelled my game of Go with Mr. Harner anyway.
Are you well?
Bar clears his throat and sniffs. Coming down with a cold, I think.
It's a ploy for attention. He hasn't had a cold in years, thanks to his work in traditional Chinese medicine, even though he doesn't practice professionally anymore. Hasn't since we emigrated from Malaysia when I was 10.
The thought sails out of nowhere. The past has such power over the future. Unspoken, but not buried. Unreconciled, but not denied. We're closer than most fathers and their daughters, but because of the past, I get the feeling that Bar worries that we aren't close enough. He blames himself. Ma's death, the way she died, how he had failed to protect us both, me growing up without my mother. All of it, he believes, is his fault. But Chinese families being what they are, one does not talk about such things. Nor will talking about it resolve anything. Certainly it won't beget anything as neat and reductive as redemption.
San Francisco, April 8th, 1885. To the Board of Education. Dear Sirs, I see that you are going to make all sorts of excuses to keep my child out of the public schools. It seems no matter how a Chinese may live and dress, so long as you know they're Chinese, then they are hated as one. There is not any right or justice for them. You have seen my husband and child. You told him it wasn't Mamie Tape you object to. If it were not Mamie Tape you object to, then why didn't you let her attend the school nearest her home? Mamie Tape will never attend any of the Chinese schools of your making. Never.